Welcome to this episode of Beyond Clean with Dave. This was recorded live at the Florida School of Plant Managers Association Conference. The subject for this session is how to build a rockstar family. The information is taken from Who Swings Your Mop, a book authored by Mike Ward. Let us now join the session.
I think some other people were already online and looking at it. You know, Who Swings My Mop? I have a show called Beyond Clean with Dave. It's an internet show that we do, several interviews with Mike Ward, so if you want to hear some more stuff on him. He's got two other books that he wrote. This one here, The Ultimate Procedural Handbook for School Custodians. I'm not sure I agree with him and his mop, because I hate mops, and you can hear that on our interview. We talk about that. And then his other book here is The Ultimate Safety Handbook for School Custodians. So he's got several. You may have heard me talk last year. This is my book, The New Generation of Cleaning. You can get mine on Amazon, Amazon.com. And you know, I have to tell you, we kind of rushed through that first one, trying to get on schedule a little bit, so thank you for sticking around. Just like everybody else, I have to have my certifications to be able to do what I do here. So if you want to, you look, I have my certificate that says I'm an accredited certification trainer from ISSA. So the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, what we do is we provide professional development education for the cleaning industry. We have courses that are certified by ISSA, as well as ones that I've written and we accreditate. So that's kind of what you're looking at. We do virtual classes, we do live classes, we do hands-on classes. It's all about education. So, one of the things that I'm really big on is, why am I doing what I'm doing? So if I'm mopping a floor with a mop and a bucket, why am I doing that? Secondary to that question is, on the other hand, what is the result that I want from that activity? Correct? And then so then what we look at is, what is the connection in between? Typically, whenever we're in class, what we find out is if I examine why I'm doing something, what the result is, and I analyze it like we talked about earlier this morning, is that's usually when I find out there's usually a better way to get something done. And I'm usually not getting the result that I thought I was. So this is kind of what we talk about in our classes at the Academy. This session, however, is going to be talking about something a little different. So I'm going to let Mike, if this plays, I'm going to let Mike introduce this.
Hi, I'm Mike Ward. Today I'm presenting information for the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, the Dave Moss. What you're about to learn is from my book, Who Swings Your Mop. It's so easy to get caught up in the word teamwork. Have you ever thought about something more powerful called family work? Instead of looking at that coworker as like that gnat gets on your nerves, how about looking at them as your uncle or your brother or your aunt? That changes perceptions and that changes your willingness to work as a family. We'll try it. Check out what Dave has to say.
Thank you, Mike. Wish he was here. Then I could let him do the talking and I could sit and watch. However, how many people have used this word? How many of your team members know what this word means? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right? They haven't quite got with the whole concept of teamwork. Well, when Mike started talking to me about this, I'm like, well, what's wrong with teamwork? Haven't we used the word teamwork like all my career? Are you saying I've been doing it wrong? He said, well, yeah. Kind of, you know, we're both from the Midwest. You know, it's kind of like, you know, right out there in your face. Yeah. All right, Mike, you got to explain that a little bit. Teamwork simply is good communication between employees. Oops. That's kind of where we got off the track really quick, right? We were talking earlier about, you know, the two zones that can't communicate and can't get the middle of the floor clean together. Apparently, there wasn't very good communication between that team. So he says this is creating a system that makes job duties efficient. Okay, Mike, I'll agree with that. It's kind of what I've always believed teamwork was. Be more efficient, correct? Get everybody to help you do what you're doing so that we all accomplish the same task at the end. Everybody agree that's what teamwork is? Is that anybody taught you differently? So I'm going, Mike, what's wrong with that? Well, he said, here's some of the things that go with that. If it's not my area, not my zone or my run, it's not my problem. Right? How many people do we know like that? And include yourself at some point, right? Right?
Yes.
I mean, I've been right there along with it. And the reason was because that other team member treated me that way, so I was going to treat them the same way. Got me? I got to know my own faults too, right? That's what it said. This is a cancerous, territorial attitude that cannot be allowed to live within your crew. If you have somebody like that, they don't belong on your bus. You ever heard that? Everybody know what I'm talking about, you know, getting on your bus? Got to have the right team members on the bus. If I don't have the right team people, the team members in the right seat on the bus. We all heard these things, right? That's teamwork talk. Correct? Everybody agree? Well, I did like this picture here. Everybody see the one, the yellow one over here to the right? Yeah, we know several of those people, right? Uh-huh. And then we got the one in the middle that's got that kind of lazy eye, kind of blank look. Like, I don't really know what the rest of you guys are doing. I don't know where I'm supposed to be, but I'm on the team.
Good.
I got the shirt. Right? I got a paycheck. Yeah, you're on the team, all right. The rest of us are carrying your know-what. That lazy janitor thing, we're carrying that person, right? And then you got the one over here to the left, got a big smile on their face. You know, we don't know what they took. I've had this all my career. I've had this all my career. They always say, Dave, what are you on? I want some of that. I am high on life. I don't need something else. I got this energy all the time. This ain't for show. Anybody, some of you guys know who. I'm this way all the time. It doesn't matter. Why? I love working with people. I love helping people. Do you carry the other ones? Sure. But we all have a burden to bear, right? Oh, well, yeah. We'll talk about that. Family work. This is Mike's version. I never heard about it before until Mike and I started talking. He said, but all this makes sense, right? We spend 8 or more hours a day working with our peers. How many hours a day do you spend with your wife or your husband or your significant other, whatever it might be? Not 8 hours a day. Oh, wait a minute. So why don't we view the team members as part of our family? What would happen? This is what Mike told me. He says, Dave, what would happen if you actually started treating your team members that you spend most of your life with like your family? I said, well, you really don't want to know what I do with my family. He said, was it that way all the time? No. I got to thinking about it. By the way, like I said, go to beyondcleanwithdave.com, look at first some of the archives. You'll enjoy some of the interesting conversation we had in our interviews. Hypothetically, place members of your family in the workplace and then look at them with a different attitude. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got some members of my family that wouldn't be able to hug a toilet and clean it. I don't know if I want to put them in that category. I'm not going to tell you all my family history, okay? I ain't going to do that. But, you know, there's some of this I was thinking, you know, at first when he was trying to get me to go along with this idea, I'm just like you right now thinking,
sometimes it's like when you go home and you see somebody in your family say, this guy looks like somebody at my job, like related or something.
Yeah, that one looks like somebody that I know. And I don't know if I want to treat them like family. So I was really having a difficult time with this when Mike was first introducing me to this. But there was the one part that did make sense, right? I do spend more time with the people at work than I do with my wife at home. So I'm trying to get my head wrapped around it, and this is what he has in his book. All right, so I'm going to paraphrase this if you don't mind. I'm not going to read this word for word. But it's, let's say that we have an older employee and I'm looking at him going, what are you talking about? And then I start feeling my knees and thinking, oh yeah, I can hear you, I understand. Yeah, I'm one of those who struggles changing lights and getting up the ladder. Says, take a few minutes and view that person as a grand person. Grandma, grandpa, what would you do if grandpa was having trouble going up those stairs to change the light bulb? Would you say, that's not my job? Would you say, I'm not going to hold the ladder? Would you go find the ladder yourself? So why do we do that to our teammates? I kind of looked at Mike and I go, well, okay. I understand you. You know, I was kind of brought up that you respect your grandparents, correct? You respect your elders. You do what you can for them. Still do that today. I mean, I've even taken care of my grandparents in my house because of issues, you know, physical and otherwise. So I'm thinking about there. So if I would take this approach to let me do whatever it takes, here's some seats up front. So let me do whatever it takes to help my grandparent. How would that change on, well, you run your area and I'll do mine. You see that cancerous thing that happens if we let it happen? So we talked earlier this morning about communication and analyzing things and taking responsibility. So if I took the time to analyze what was actually going on here, maybe if I viewed this person that was trying to go up that ladder to change that light bulb, then I looked at Mike and I said, Mike, you know what I might do? Come down from that ladder. Let me go up there and change that light bulb for you. Could you hold the ladder for me while I go up and do that? You see how Mike was already getting to me. I started to understand right quick. Now, yes, he says, you're correct. Because my first thing when he started talking to me about this was I'm like, there's no way that I'm going to put some of my family in that position. So we're not talking literally take your family and put them on the ladder, correct? We're talking about the mentality of how I treat an elder person. I thought this was a perfect example of something like this that I saw outside of our realm. But you know what? If you start looking in society and watch what goes on with people, you'll start seeing things like this. So once you become aware of these things, kind of like we said earlier this morning, it just comes a part of who you are and what you do. It's kind of like, you know, I drive a Dodge Dakota. Guess what? Every Dodge Dakota that goes up the street, I'll see them, right? If I'm looking for something, I'll see more of it. That's what he's talking about. You choose. Which one of these are you going to be like? right? How many people old enough here to remember when Smiley Face first came around? The love bug? All of those things? How about the pet rock? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got one from the back of the room there. Okay. You see, the thing is there are certain things that I brought a smile to your face, right? Who in the world would buy a rock? What am I saying? See, all I did was say pet rock, and it changed the whole atmosphere of the room. Correct? So what does it really take to make a choice between, are you going to be that one on the left, are you going to be the one on the right? Who's going to be who? What are you going to put out? So if I'm actually a family, are you trying to, and please folks, let's not get too deep with this. Because I went to my family reunions a few times at Thanksgiving, and we all like, okay, Dad, the first thing we all got there, he said, at least let's have 1 hour where we don't fight. Everybody, okay, yeah, you're all with me? So, no matter what your position is, here are some practices that will help you create a positive environment that makes people want to come to work. So if I'm thinking about this family, not a team, all right? We got rid of team. Team is just a bunch of people trying to get something done. They don't really care about each other at all. Let's just get real, right? Family's a whole different thing. You can say whatever you want, but don't touch my family. Oh yeah, she got it right. I mean, I saw that right quick. I got that attitude, honey. It was right. Don't talk about my family. So, we want the family to come to work. You know, I started thinking about this when Mike was saying this, and back in the mid-80s, I ran a janitorial service company. And I had these beneficial finance facilities, you know, little bitty places. You know, there was only like 10 desks. Should take somebody about 45 minutes to go in there, do whatever was needed. But this guy had 6 of them. So it should take him all night long, you know, a full 8 hours to get from one to the other and get them all done. But he was done in an hour. I kept looking at, I'm like, how in the world? But I go to them and they were clean. He had his whole family. Everybody leave, everybody go to a different one, they'd all clean them and then come back. I said, no, you can't do that. I've only hired one of you. What do you mean? You got 6 people out there with keys to all of these? No, you can't do that. And whenever Mike was talking about this, I'm like, hey, this guy was doing family work a long time ago. I was calling it teamwork. What? I mean, there are differences in our family. I was going to say, what are the differences? I don't know if we have all day for that. Correct? Your family have any differences of opinion? Man, I figured I'd get a whole lot more than that out of you guys. So you mean that most of your people get along? Okay, she's got her head down in her. So like, oh, wait, I don't even look at him. I'm afraid I'm going to say something I shouldn't. Welcome differences, correct? That's what makes us human. That makes us who we are. I don't know, not everybody needs to be like me. I have to tell you that right away. Respect each member. They've got something valuable and important. It takes a little digging to find some of it. Even in my family. But we all have something. Take interest in their happiness and their well-being. That's difficult sometimes. But those are the challenges that we have. Are you thinking about those team members? You thinking about that family that you have at work? There's people that are going to fall into all of these, right? And you know the ones that I'm talking about, the ones that are going to be the challenge, and the ones that are going to help you with that. All right? Because in that family, at work, there's going to be the ones that will help you find that with other people, right? Because they know what those buttons are. I don't know them all. So this is where a family works together to find out those strengths and weaknesses, as we talked earlier. Encourage each other to grow. Now, we had a person that left our employment at work here not too long ago, and I said, you know, I would never want to stand in someone's way of advancing their career. I'll give you a perfect example. Everett back here is our intern. Thank you, Everett. He wants to be his own business owner. At some point, I'm going to lose him. He's just now getting to where we can look at each other and I can say a couple of things. He knows what I want. Oh, golly gee, I'm going to lose him. I'm going to have to go and train somebody else. But you know what? I'm going to help him grow. I want him to advance. I want him to be a business owner. I'm going to do everything I can to help him go there. You know what that's doing for us right now? Guess what that's doing for us? Productivity. The family's working together. So we're only a family of two. That's the only ones in our department. But you see what it happens? So find that. Make sure every opinion is heard and considered. Because whenever you want that person to move forward, their opinion of what's happening makes a difference so that you know how to help them move forward again. It's a perpetual thing. You know, I said earlier this morning, I feel like that hamster on a wheel. Once that you start this, once you understand all of this, it just becomes that thing that happens. And this is what you're trying to do. This is the difference between what Mike said is teamwork versus the family. With a team, we really don't care. Right? I just got to communicate, we got to get the job done. That's totally different than what we're talking about here. Spend time together with them outside of work. Well, now that's a little hard. But in some cases, it works very well. Now, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It's not like you're going to come over and we're going to have a big old barbecue and invite all your friends to go over that I don't know and don't want to know. But there's things that happen at work, you know, exercises and things that we can do. So, you know, I was talking about going to the fifth graders and having that career day, and you and I were talking about that a little bit ago. I thank you for that. You know, that's where we get together, and so that's not, it is at work, but it's outside of our work responsibilities. We were talking about going and helping those students and showing them what we do. So maybe you grab your other member of your family and let's go together and let's have career day and work with them. That's outside your job duty, your work, but it's still you as a family working together. And you see what I'm saying? Sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot. Recognize people's accomplishments, both in work and out of work. I don't know about you, but I like somebody packing me on the back. Anybody here done like that? Jeez. Nobody raised their hand. Yeah, everybody likes a little bit of praise. Every, you know, and I said this on an interview here with a student last week. I said, would you agree with me that everybody does something right? Now, it's a challenge sometimes finding out what that is. But everybody does something right. The question is, what is it? And then highlight that. You know why? Because somebody else is going to go, I didn't know that. And now what you've done is you're creating more of that family orientation. I was doing a presentation actually down in Miami about 3-4 years ago. And had about 15 of these people work for an outside service taking care of airports. And during the introduction, during the get to know you time, I kind of have this process. And these people were telling me things. We took a break. Owner of the company comes over and he says, I need you to work with my people more. I'm like, we've only spent about half an hour. He says, I found out more things about my people in that half an hour than I have from them in their time that they've been here employed. You see, all I had to do was ask the right questions, find out what they were doing, and highlight it, because everybody needs to stand up for somebody else. You know, it's really interesting, when I got to doing that, I found out there were several people from the Dominican Republic. And this one gentleman was talking about his situation and the reason that he and his family were here. The whole family was cleaning at different places, doing the menial jobs, as people would say, to support and provide for the family. You know what their one main task was? They had one: to take care of their dad. Their dad was a police officer in the Dominican Republic, and they weren't taking care of him. And he had so many holes in him, they had to come to America to get him repaired. And the kids were all working, doing menial jobs that they could do so they could provide a better life for their father. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I mean, I will never forget that. And the gentleman that hired these people did not know that. You see, all it takes is just a little bit of right placed questions to think and stand up for each other, because all of a sudden, all of those fellow employees in that room, what did they do? They felt like a family, right? There was a common denominator that everybody could grab hold of. Forget everything else, right? I mean, that's pretty powerful, really. I don't know that my family would do that. So, get on board with a family work approach. What are we going to do? Well, no matter if you're a custodian, a teacher, secretary, bus driver, you are there as a public servant. We talked about that earlier this morning, right? You're there to serve the public. I don't care at what level of education you're at, whether it's higher education, whether it's preschool, whether it's the nursery and the daycare. That's what you're there for. If you don't like it and you don't want to be a public servant, get out of there. You don't belong there. You're not part of the family anymore. We have the ability to bring value to our jobs. What is that value going to be? It certainly isn't going to be that person that kind of has that sleepy little look that doesn't know where they're at. It's going to be that person that has a smile and has something to bring to the whole group. I'm going to work harmoniously with my school family. I'm going to work for a common goal. I'm going to come back to the gentleman working for the father. There was his sister sitting over there. She's being a nail technician, trying to make money the way that she could. You know, what are you doing at your job right now that helps your other family members at work actually advance their career? Do I have to say this? Everybody can read this. So everybody said, you know, so the thing is we all come to these conferences, right? What are you going to take away from the conference? You got a whole lot of stuff that's going to come at you all week. You know, the worst thing is that you go back. Anybody going back to work on Friday morning? Anybody going back to work tonight? No. Anybody going back on Thursday? You know what the worst thing is? Going back and not doing something different on day one. The minute you walk in, what is it that I teach this in every class that I do? I don't care if you heard me the whole time. I want you to take one thing back and start that one thing the minute you walk in the door. Start If I'm going to be a family, and if this is something I want to do, you have to come back and start right then. You can't wait to take action because you'll never get started. Right?
Right.
Day one. When you come back from a conference, somebody's expecting something. If the boss isn't here, they're going to come back and go, hey, what'd you learn? You've got to have something in the bag ready to do. In this case, start acting like a family the minute you walk in. Not with that frown, not with, hey, what the heck happened while I was gone? Because you aren't going to do that. But don't quite phrase it that way, right? I kind of tried to find some pictures of twins. But what if that was your brother or your sister? If you walk in and that first person you see was your brother or your sister, would you act differently than if it was Joe or Mary? You see what I'm saying? So that first person you see when you go back to work, think of them as your brother or your sister and see how you can react differently. It's a challenge. I tried it. It wasn't doing so good the first time. But it got better. The beauty of working in a school or any company, basically, that there is any opportunity in, we all have the chance to embrace the good things just as much as you have the chance to embrace the negative. I don't know, I have some of those things that I learned because I'm from the Midwest. I don't know if it works down here. I say down here because I'm having trouble getting yet acclimated to Florida. But my dad said, you always have the same pants to get glad in as you got mad in. Anybody ever heard that one? I didn't know if that was a Midwestern thing or not. You know, walk in with a smile on your face, not a frown. So, I'm not a toilet hugger. You didn't know that one was coming, didn't you? You didn't expect that one, right? You know what? I'm more than a toilet hugger. Yep, I do that. And I'm darn proud I can do it. And if I don't do it, you're gonna have a problem. And I can say that with a smile on my face. Because I know how important it is for me to do that. That's no problem with that. I'll clean up your trash all day long. Everybody's got a job. I can tell you, I'd much rather do some of what I do than what some other people do. Quite honestly, I'm glad that there's some people in their professions because I would rather hug a toilet. Now, think a lot about this. And you've seen these, and this happens usually in lower grade schools during that first week of school. It's all about me. It's a little poster. It says who the kid is, what their likes and what their dislikes are, who they are. Well, what would be the problem of doing that for your family? Do the rest of your family at work know these details about each other? You see, what that manager learned that day was something he had not learned because why? He wasn't caring, right? Didn't have any, and my wife said, I can't believe you're talking like this. You're one of the most uncompassionate people I know. I'm working on it. That's all I can say. But why don't we do something like this for our family? What would happen if you go back on your first day of work and you have one of these filled out about you, or you have one filled out about somebody in your work family and they go, oh, that's not right. Where did you get that idea? Now what have you done? You started a communication and you're gonna find out things that you didn't know. Isn't that what you do with family? Hey, what went on this week? I call my dad every Tuesday afternoon on my way home from work. What's the first thing I see? Dad, how you doing this week? You know, he lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma, all the way down here. Right? Isn't that what we do with our family? Why don't we do it with our work family? What would we find out that would go, well, I didn't know you raced airplanes. Yeah, you know, I go out there on the weekends and I have a jet that I fly, remote control jet. Wow. I know it seems silly. I mean, I've seen these. Have you ever seen this? Or versions of this? A new member comes in at the middle of the year, do this for them. Everybody likes recognition. I will tell you that the company that I work for, we've got a new person that started this week. It will probably take until I go to that person and ask them questions before I'll find out anything about them. Now, if the company would do this beforehand, when that person came in, would we feel like we were more together? You see? So, no matter when they come in, as soon as they start, help the rest of the family know who they are, where, how they're valuable, what their likes and their dislikes are. I might work with them just a little differently. I feel like I'm preaching, am I? My wife tells me that all the time. She says, you get on a high horse, you get just real excited about it. She says, just pause every once in a while, let somebody else talk. Nobody wants to talk. We're all thinking. Okay, so oftentimes when we're in a training class, I kind of like this one, this picture. It's kind of why I said what I did right there. How many people are just kind of embarrassed? Oh gosh, I didn't know that. Let me go over here. I should have known that. Or you know what? You got people like me. I know everything. I can't keep my mouth shut. And then I have a problem with the rest of the people because now they don't want to say anything. Yeah, it's not very good in a family, right? Many people just don't want to be embarrassed by what they don't know. Right? That's not what a training class is for. A training class is so that you can learn what's happening. You know, there's nobody else better to make a mistake in front of than your family. Right? Because you don't definitely want to do it out there where somebody's got their video camera, and it happens these days, right? Where they got this video camera, and you make a mistake in front of that and everybody sees it. So, whenever I'm in front of that family and I'm working with that family, I want to actually work with them and be able to recognize what I'm doing and have them not feel so bad. If I actually knew those people in my family and I knew the ones that were having a little trouble learning, okay, for whatever reason it might be, I might actually help them a little bit more, might I? So, make the training comfortable. Find those people, and maybe on the side, my brother, mentally, go and do a little bit of one-on-one. I noticed that in the training exercise, you had a little difficulty with it. Can I help you with what I know? Can we work a little bit together? You know, you don't have to be the authority, but you can just be a brother or a sister. You know, back to that picture of the twins, you know, where you can kind of help each other, make sure that each other knows, you know your weaknesses and your strengths. So we work together with that. So each session needs to be relaxed, confident, encouraging, determined. We need to support and we need to be hopeful for those people. That's the way a training session should be. If somebody walks out of a training session and we all be in them, okay, for one reason or another, we're getting into these training sessions, right? Do you know who needs the help to do one or all or many of these things? And many times when you start looking at that, all of a sudden, you find out you're the one that needs some of this help. And then what happens is in the conversation with these people, you trying to help them, turns around, you know what? I needed the help. And that's what a family does. That's what a team doesn't do. A team only has one thing in mind. Let's get the job done, let's get it done efficiently. A family actually helps each other. And that's what Mike was trying to impart in this thick skull of mine. Hey, Dave, change the way you're doing it. Because there's a purpose, right? What was the purpose of the gentleman that stood up and told about what his family was doing? What was his purpose? What was his family's purpose? I told you earlier, just a little while ago. Help Dad. That was the family's whole purpose, right? There was one purpose. What is your family's purpose? Because if you don't know what your purpose is, you're kind of like what I say in class all the time. Why am I doing what I'm doing? If you don't know what your purpose is and why you're doing it, you're liable to not get a good result over here. And you're definitely doing something in between that isn't right. Hear me? Got me? So, encourage safe learning environment for the staff, the students, and achieve academic success. That is what a school is about. I don't care what level of education that your school is in, this is what your school's there. This is your team's purpose. This is your family's purpose. This is why you're in a public school. Now, things will fall below that. But ultimately, that's why you're there. That's why your buildings, that's why your establishment, your organization exists. And this is what Mike writes in his book. We will check doors and windows to ensure safety for all. Is that a good purpose? You're doggone right. I hate to ask this question, but I'm going to anyway. Has anybody been affected by an intruder? You know what I'm talking about. So this is kind of one of these little side things. I have a course called Safety and Security for Custodians. I have a real pet peeve. As you can tell, I probably have more than one. Anybody got a roll of keys? Anybody got a roll of keys? Anybody got a roll of keys hanging on them?
Yeah.
Where's that? Show me. Show me your roll of keys. Come on up. Come up here. Come here. Where's that roll of keys? Yeah. Is it hanging here?
Yes.
Okay. No. That's okay. But you see, the thing is I saw a gentleman walking around, and that roll of keys was out here, and then he moved them over here. Thank you very much. See, you hear him click them on the side? Now his shirt's hanging over it. Normally when you're in your building, your shirt's not hanging over it, right? Do you know that roll of keys is a direct call to an intruder to say, you're the one, and here's my gun. This isn't joking around. There's two people in almost every instance of an intruder where somebody is the first to be seen by an intruder. Do you know who they are? Who are the first two types of people? So like, you know, the cook, the bus driver, the principal, you know, your job duty. Who are the first two people an intruder is going to go for? Custodial, why?
He has access to the whole building.
So what are you saying when that roll of keys is flopping here?
Come get me.
Put that gun right to my head.
Come get me.
Why are you doing it? I'm just asking a very serious question, folks. Why are you walking around with his keys flopping on your side saying, please recognize me, I'm the one that you want?
Convenience.
Convenience for them.
It's just worth the attitude.
So change the habit. Is that the way your family wants to be known? Is that what you would do for your family? Would you just say, hey, don't, that's okay? If that was your brother, if that was your dad, if that was your sister, would you say that's okay? No, you would not. Folks, listen to me loud and clear here. If you have ever been the one that turned the corner with two bags of trash in your hand and met a double barrel shotgun, you will never forget it in your life. I'm not joking, I'm talking serious stuff. Do you know who the other person is? The secretary. Almost every intruder situation has happened through an unsecure side door, not a front door. I'm going to tell them that. That's the difference between teamwork and family. Do that with the other people. Here's the thing. You know what happens with us? Is that once one person starts doing it, and another person sees it, and another person sees it, then what happens? Everybody's doing it. We don't even have to talk about it anymore. Actions speak louder than words. We will notice new or different faces in our building and confront or report them. I'm not sure I like the word confront. Mike and I kind of had a discussion about that. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about confront those people, but I sure am going to notice them. I need to make sure that we will work as a family unit to ensure that our school is ready to receive students every day. This is what Mike has laid out as things that should be what your family is saying are our tasks. Does any of these say I should clean a toilet?
No.
None of these say I should wash a window. You see what I'm talking about? That's just the things we do. What's our prime directive? We will make sure the mechanical fixtures in the buildings are checked, repaired, and reported immediately. Why is it that the light is out for 6 weeks in a row? Because nobody reported it. Well, I sent in a work order for it, and somebody else should be doing that. What? It's not your responsibility. Once you write a piece of paper and send it off, you never do it again anymore? No, that don't work. We will make sure that our school is clean to the best of our abilities each day. We finally got to cleaning! But you see, whenever I ask a custodian what their job is, this is what they say first. Mike says, if it's a family, and I'm taking care of my family, those students are my family. They're the reason for me being there. I'm a public servant. I'm going to take care of my family. This is what I'm actually about. Folks, we are in risk management. So I would challenge you today to tell people from here on out, I'm not a custodian. I'm a risk manager. I manage risks. Is that not what we do? Tell me we don't. Thank you. Family chats, thoughts from the family. I'm going to go through this quickly. Once a month, get everybody together. Let's talk about it. What could we have done right? What did we do wrong? What should we do? What are the aspects of our job? Let's talk through this as a family. I need to be fair. I need to respect people and their strengths. I need to listen. Gee, if you quit talking, you could listen a lot. As a family, we would do that, right? Family work. We need to start treating each other like family. We need to have family chats. We need to stop being territorial. We need to keep our buildings safe. And Mike has a finishing word.
Thank you for letting us present this information. And if you thought this was useful, this is just the beginning. There's all kinds of great information that we're going to present to you in other presentations from my book, Who Swings Your Mind?
Thank you, Mike. What we will be talking about this afternoon is exactly what we just did. So if you know somebody that wasn't able to see these two sessions this morning, we'll be doing exactly the same thing this afternoon. On Thursday, we're going to be talking with supervisors. So if you're a supervisor and you want to start talking about some of this actually in a supervisory level, please come and see me on Thursday. Thank you for your time. Have a good lunch.
Everybody take care.